Last week's lecture, we had a series of questions that were addressed, and there was loads of questions from the audience on strategy and culture. Let's take some of those now to make sure that we've covered them. Here's a good question. Should change in a business culture be an organic, natural, or forced process? Well, yeah, it has to be organic. However, a strategy, for instance, in a vision and mission statement, will underpin some values, and that's a good start, I suppose. And from that, you are able to influence strategy. So there is it generally is organic, but a strategy would be in place, and actions for managers would try and organically change the culture. Let's take another question. How is CSR becoming more important in business today? Oh, we'll have a whole lecture on this one. We can take the Friedman argument that the point of a business is to make profit, as long as they keep within the law, but that's been changing, that's been challenged over recent times. We'll come back to that one, and that always underpins some of the exam questions or part of your assignment. It's extremely important, and if you were to take up the Greening lectures next year with I and a few others, we'll be talking about that every single week. Let's take another one. How CSR changes the way a business operates? Well, this depends. I've got a particular take on this, actually, that question, in terms of their generic strategy. You've got Marks & Spencer that has Plan A, and they seek to have a competitive advantage in being green, sustainability. Now, they will do more activities than other organisations, so they have a very strong CSR policy. Now, if we took another company such as a low-cost provider, such as Asda, they also have a CSR policy, but it's not the same. It's not the same as Marks & Spencer. So just think about that, and we'll talk about that in the lectures. Don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's take another one. What is the key theory for social responsibility? Well, that would be Friedman, and then there's hundreds of thousands. Let's take another one. Five things you want to learn out of this lecture. That was my question. How do organisations compete against their competitors in terms of using strategic methodology? What is the link between management and strategy? Oh, that's a good question. The link between management and strategy. Well, it's managers who implement strategy, and also it's them who craft the strategy, and the strategy is the plan of action that managers implement. I don't know if that was answered properly. Learn how much responsibility a corporation has to do in their local community. Well, if you're part of the debates of the university, whether it's a social good, then we'd have answered that one for you, and I've been talking about that in lectures quite a lot. What is strategic purpose? Oh, this was the entire lecture. What is strategic purpose? An organisation must have a strategic purpose, and that is underpinned or defined in its value statement, mission statement, vision, those type of things. Let's take one more. When do we do SWOT analysis? Should we include either theories or just analysis for the full part? I will do a separate podcast on that question, because you need to understand the strategic management process and how we linking the analysis from all the other tools that we use. Can you explain value chain analysis? Well, I did a whole lecture on that, so you should have turned up. How do I better develop my synthesis and analytical skills? By listening to my other podcast, developing and answering that question. Okay, yeah, that's not a very good question. What is a company's strategy? Well, how can you answer that question? How can we summarise the competitive advantage from our PESTEL, five forces and value chain analysis? Oh, that's by using the criteria that we've been using, valuable, rare, non-substitutable, costly to imitate. I've done a separate podcast on that. To what extent does corporate responsibility exist in business today? Yeah, that's covered before. Let's do two more. Can you briefly explain a recent, as in this week, key strategic issue made by any organisation in the news? A strategic issue. There's hundreds of thousands. Just turn on it. Just go to BBC Business today and look at the headline and understand what the strategy is and why they've been doing it. Just look at BBC Business today and do it every day. Lovely. Okay, that was some of the questions to cover the lecture from last week to improve feedback.